Are your mics on, Mitt?
Yeah.
Come on down and listen. Hey, that baby boys.
Hell yeah.
There you go, boys.
These ones? Yeah,
you're son.
And hanging down in Mitten Blues Bar.
Got nothing to lose.
They fixed the
Where's my snare? I need more snare. My head's on the ground. It's fucked.
Round of applause. Here comes.
Shout out Dave Trago.
Good guy.
Just got done with chemo.
Here we go, Trags.
Better baby Dave Trago. Love you, Dave. Connor's wearing the shirt.
Get the shirt.
Per usual, well, actually, never mind. We do not have a full barn.
No,
today.
We don't.
Because Z is cooking up some spicy little concoctions for something down the line, potentially. Yeah, keep your eyes peeled
keep
for that.
Keep your eyes peeled.
But you know, Z's not here, but we got Bruce Pride running the folder
Bruce,
today.
Bruce.
Do not put those in your ear, dude. Bruce is about to put in Zito's head. Or
no,
Zito's
I'm just holding him nearby.
There's a
headset, right next to you, you fucking clown,
dude.
You clown.
The good people.
Wait, Mitt, what's wrong? What's wrong with Zito's ears?
The good pod listeners are going to be thrilled when they find out that there's no Z and
Bruce Brown
instead.
Their king is gone and is replaced with fucking Bruce Brown.
The jester.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Did you
Bruce Brown.
Headset back there?
Yeah, you got it, Bruce? You locked
I'm
in
I'm trying
now?
To help
I mean, look at the fucking guy. He's tangled up in it.
Come on.
I did notice Bruce hit the water pipe, the CBD water pipe, right before
times.
We came on because he wasn't thinking he was going to have to run the folder. And now, yeah, look at him. I mean, he's got the fucking headphone cords tied around him like an absolute doofus.
It's so loud. That's the main
Well,
problem.
Turn it
well,
down,
turn it down.
There's a knob right next to you.
No, it's next to you.
You fucking clown. Anyway, Connor's here.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Diggs is here.
Hell yeah.
Gumpy's here.
Right.
Nick's here.
Right.
And then we got Doofus 1 and Doofus 2 back here. Yeah. Hey, let's go, guys. Okay. How's everybody's weekend?
Good.
Did anything fun?
No, just catch up on the shows, you know.
Yeah.
Invasion's
Watch,
awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Invasion?
Connor and I are
knees
deep in Invasion.
Invasion's awesome now.
Okay. Well, how many episodes in are we?
I almost quit.
Yeah.
After 3 or 4 because... Mm-hmm. We weren't getting to it.
We weren't getting there.
Okay.
The aliens.
You
hung on.
I did because he told me to hang on. There is a payoff episode.
Yeah. Big time.
I was hoping the payoff episode would have been a little earlier.
Is it the finale?
No.
Okay.
No,
halfway through.
It's not.
Through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are these releasing one at a time and
yeah.
just like everything else?
We got we're 6 episodes
Apple.
In.
Yeah, 6 episodes in. Unreal. Morning show.
Morning show's
morning
been
show's awesome.
So
I'm about 6
episodes
behind. Episodes
this week and I'm
fucked.
The last 3 morning shows have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston might be one of the greatest actresses of our time.
She's good.
She's good. I've only seen the first 2. I got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah,
though.
Me too.
Yeah.
I have actually
pleased.
Completely turned around and I've decided I'm going to get Apple TV because I also have 2 Netflix subscriptions. So I'm canceling one of those.
Smart.
I figured
smart.
That out.
You've been paying for 2 of them?
For like, 4 years. But,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Con!
So
why have you
I
been
have,
paying for 2?
Because my parents have one, and it's a family account.
Sure.
And then I have one that I just keep paying for every time I even... And I lose my debit card a lot, so I've been actually
no
paying
shit.
For this thing.
Jesus Christ.
So you've only been paying for 1. So
and by losing it, you mean you leave it at the bar and have to go get it?
Yeah.
I mean...
Contrary to popular belief,
no.
Mitt, all
on,
of us
on,
don't
on.
Still just use our parents' Netflix accounts.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know,
whoa, whoa,
at some
whoa.
Point...
Dude,
you
just me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely I do.
Hey, you can't criticize me.
I'm actually on Nick's parents if he's on his parents as well.
There we go.
You're using my fucking...
Just you, son of a bitch, dude. Fuck that. Trying to sift through what, like, my brother's kids are watching. Get that the fuck out of here.
No, you created
a
different profile.
You can just make a whole new
I
one.
Guess
it's
you could
no
do
much
that.
Money.
I guess you could do that. But, fuck it. You know, I got all of them anyway.
Sure.
Gone too far.
Sure.
No,
too
but
far.
I'm, so I'm coming all the way around. I'm getting Apple TV specifically to watch Morning Show. It sounds absolutely awesome. I will say, again, I'm doubling down. Succession absolutely stinks. I tried to watch the first episode 3 fucking times.
Mitt, you watch cartoons.
Yeah,
you don't expect
you don't have the fucking
succession.
Mental capacity
yeah.
to handle
yeah,
a show like that.
We tried to tell you too. Hey, Mitt, sit it out. This one's not for you.
Yes,
you know.
That's fair.
In morning show, look, I'm just going to say it now. It might not be for
you. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the one for
you.
If you
do want to check it out, though, I believe there is like a couple Tom and Jerry originals on Apple TV. That might be more your speed.
Netflix.
I think I saw they're bringing back the cartoon of X-Men as well.
Oh, that's right. They are redoing that. No, do you have Disney Plus?
Yeah, I do have Disney Plus.
Oh, no.
X-Men is for doofuses, maybe though.
By the way, Shang-Chi's for free right now.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I need to watch that.
Fuck you, Mitt. That X-Men cartoon was
incredible.
Amazing.
Is it Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
Shang-Chi.
Did you guys like comic books and shit? Because all that stuff's based off comic books. I think all of comic books are lame.
No, I didn't read comics. Just watched that cartoon on Saturday mornings.
Watched the cartoons.
Captain Underpants, that's about
it. Are you, a guy who reads the book?
No, but I just think anything based off of comics are lame. So I just think all the stuff based off.
Why are they lame?
Why are they lame?
Because, dude, they're like, I don't know.
Do you like Batman, Mitt?
So you don't have a reason, you just... predisposed. As a kid,
I just didn't like comics.
This guy has no idea how many things are based off of comic books.
Yeah, no, literally everything.
You don't like The Dark Knight?
I mean, The Dark Knight is actually cool, but that only became cool when they started doing the Dark Knight series when it was live fucking people doing really cool shit.
We were also in like eighth grade when that
came out. Are you saying Michael Keaton as Batman wasn't cool?
Yeah, you better watch your fucking mouth, pal.
Know what you would love? Coco Melon. You would love that show.
I mean, okay, I'm not a fucking second grader. Jesus.
Well. Hey, by the way, no. All jokes aside, your hair looks awesome.
Yeah, it does, man. It does.
Now that there's a little bit of your regular color with the blonde, it's sweet.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. It's I'm calling it ombre, is what the girls call it.
I hate it now.
Oh, so you came up with that, or someone said that to you, and now you're running with it?
Whoa, look at that fucking bad ombre.
He is bad. Bad ombre.
I think ombre, though, is when...
Like amber?
It goes from, like, light brown to blonde, like, at the bottom. I think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, you're just about to have frosted tips, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty sweet look.
Yeah, dude, sweet.
Yeah,
you're
going to
grow out good. It's going to look good, dude.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Speaking of Succession, did anybody watch it?
Nah, I started it and fell asleep. I need to...
No, I missed it because of my fucking terrible weekend. You guys asked how the weekend was earlier. Jesus. It was absolute dog shit. First, I get the news, thanks to Evan Fox. He's 100% completely Evan Fox's fault that Ben Roethlisberger tested positive for COVID. Yeah. Self-reported, by the way. Great move. Stand-up guy.
Walter Payton, man of the year.
You're putting them up for it?
Yep.
You might get it.
Was going to go to the Steeler game on Sunday, said, I'm not watching this dork Mason Rudolph throw balloon balls around the stadium.
Sure, fair.
I had to give my ticket away. Sunday comes around, got a flight at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. flight out of Pittsburgh.
Sure. Nice.
Connection in Atlanta. It's a Delta flight. Atlanta's a Delta hub. We all know this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 8:30 flight from Atlanta to Indianapolis. Nice and easy. Easy peasy. Short flight. Mm-hmm. Get us home. Yep. My girlfriend and I, we go. We get on the flight at Pittsburgh, fly down to Atlanta. Beautiful,
beautiful,
smooth, great big Delta plane, brand new. Ooh. Touch screens in the back of the headrest. I'm watching CBS live. I'm watching Fox live. I'm watching the afternoon games live on the plane.
Really?
It was incredible.
My God.
Felt so good.
Were you first class?
No, not even. First class had it. Oh, you should have saw what they were basically hand feeding people grapes up there.
42-inch TVs in the back of the seat.
I didn't think Delta did that.
Me neither.
I didn't either. They take care of you, I guess.
New year, new them.
Well, they also
Delta.
They had to de-ice the plane because of the snow.
Sure.
And there was some extra cleaning to do because it was a rather large plane.
Okay.
So the plane sat a little bit longer than it was supposed to, so it was delayed a little bit. I think we took off at like 6:30. We were supposed to take off at 6.
Okay. How long's the flight?
Maybe an hour,
let me guess.
Hour and change.
Hour 15.
You shorted yourself on the fucking layover.
45-minute layover.
Oh, dangerous. Okay.
So we landed at 8:15. The flight leaving Atlanta to go to Indianapolis departed on our tickets at 8:34.
Okay.
So a little wiggle room.
Little bit, but understand this plane... Big boy. A lot of people on this plane.
Sure.
Took some time to get off.
Sure.
We were dead center in the middle.
Deep well, boy. Hold on. They didn't do the... some people have quick connecting flights. please let them get off the plane first?
No, they didn't do that, that's which you would have thought they would have been a nice thing to do. They did not do that. A few people in front of us knew of our situation, and they were kind enough to let us cut in front of them, so thank you for that. So we home aloned down, what is it, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe gates. Mm-hmm. We got very lucky there that the gate was right there. We run up to the gate at 8:28. Look down at my phone.
Yeah, you have plenty of time.
Girlfriend had both the boarding passes on her phone. She scans. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm good. Mine was up first. I'm good to go. They tell me to go ahead. She scans hers. Boop. Turns red. They won't let her.
No.
They won't let her in. Oh, they gave her seat away. They released her seat.
God damn it.
And that's... kept mine.
I would have been so mad.
Oh, my God.
I said, see ya, bitch, and I walked out.
There you go.
No, I obviously had to give up mine as well. In retrospect, should have letting her take it. I stay behind or catch a different flight. Problem was, there were no more flights out of Atlanta to Indianapolis on Sunday night at 8:30.
Take the reservation.
They just can't keep it.
Did they at least give you fucking credit?
They did. They even tried to add her back in. She was like, oh, I just released her ticket. Let me try and add her back in. And that took about 10 minutes of fumbling. So they did ultimately delay that flight that we were supposed to get on but couldn't get on. So they gave us a hotel and flights for or tickets to a flight in the morning that left at 9 a.m. that would have got back here at 10:30. And she's a teacher. She already missed a couple days of school last week because she was sick. It's like,
thank you for teaching.
I'm not missing Mondays.
Thank you.
Overreaction Mondays are the fucking best day of the week in my mind. It's like, we can't take that flight. So after about half an hour debating what to do, we rented a car and we drove 8 hours through the night, through Georgia, through Tennessee, through Kentucky.
It's a beautiful drive, though.
Through Indiana. It was smooth.
Yeah. Not at 3 a.m. It's not even seeing anything.
You didn't get to see the Smokies?
I saw the Smokies, what I think were the Smokies. It was very dark.
Yeah.
It's actually just a Love's gas station.
The Jeep we rented, there was about 17 of those Love gas stations. The Jeep we rented had maybe the worst headlights I've ever seen. It was like someone took a baseball bat to both of them. Yeah. You couldn't see the road unless you turned high beams on. So I high beamed every motherfucker on the road the whole way there. We left at 10 p.m. We got in at 6:15 a.m. is when I laid my head down on the pillow.
Jesus Christ.
Like a Jeep?
No, it was like a Grand Cherokee.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it was a nice, comfortable ride.
However,
it sucked. Absolute.
8 hours was not in the books. We flew 2 hours to drive eight. It was.
Yeah, that's what my thought was.
It was quite a fucking weekend. But you know, really, who can you blame but yourself?
All's well that ends well.
Scheduling the short little layover window. We should have known.
It's good that you got back safe. I mean, first and foremost. But my God, at what point did you think, let's just pull over and never leave this place again?
About 30 minutes into that drive, I started thinking, you know, this was a terrible idea. This was a really bad decision. I was like, anything could happen. We could get sideswiped. We could get hit. We could hit a deer. We could have a flat. It was like nightmare situations just started running through my mind.
Do you know if that plane made it back to Indianapolis safe? It could have.
I do, because fun fact, I left out our luggage. Was supposed to be sent back as well.
Oh, okay.
And we thought it was on the plane. So when we got in, we didn't go straight home.
Oh my God.
Would have been home much earlier. We went to the airport to go get our luggage because it had things that we both needed in there.
Added an hour.
The luggage was not on the flight. They never put it on the flight. They put it on the flight for the next morning.
My God.
Yeah.
So to their credit, they did deliver it to the house on Monday, which was nice.
A full
I didn't expect
them
to do that or that to be a thing or for it to work.
Yeah.
But all those things happened.
Meet the parents. I always deliver the luggage if you
like. I didn't believe that was really going to happen.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, yeah, it happens. Also, you should have known that if you barely made the flight, that your bags from the first flight were definitely not making that nighttime flight.
Well, I assumed... Yeah, maybe you're right. I assumed that the bags were off before we were because of how long it took us to deboard.
Yeah. My God, I am so sorry.
Yeah, what a weekend from hell.
But we made it.
Don't get to go to the Steelers game. Fucking travel.
That was actually
10 hours for no reason.
Hey, that was the consolation though, because that Steelers game fucking
sucked. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
This whole weekend was Foxy's fault.
That's probably fair to say.
Yeah.
I just assumed I did something or said something despicable at someone in the past and I deserved whatever.
No.
You should strictly make Foxy drive to Atlanta this weekend. And have him leave at like 10 o'clock.
Drive, bitch.
Man, more power to you.
More power to you.
So how's your weekend, man?
I watched Dope Sick, which is very, 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 very good.
Yeah, how many episodes is it?
I believe it's eight. Eight
is it
total.
All out now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so you can kind of just go. But I've been kind of parceling them out
me
a little
too.
Bit. You
well,
know,
you're parceling?
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
I've watched about half of it. Me and Connor have been talking about it. It is very good.
What's it about?
It's interesting. It's
about the like Purdue when, Pharma.
Yeah, when OxyContin yeah. first got created.
They said it
they
was.
They said, hey, it's not
yeah.
addictive.
Said it wasn't addictive.
Yeah. Exactly. Less than 1% get addicted.
Yeah, turns out a lot of people got addicted. A lot of people OD.
Does Keaton steal the show?
Keaton crushes.
The cast is very, very good, and it's like a big cast. There are a lot of moving parts. That is the one thing that's kind of hard to... goes back and forth between like 1996, 2002, and 2005.
I struggle with that.
And you can't
it's
really,
clear.
You can, yeah. I mean, so like that's the only part that kind of. But it, I mean, it doesn't stink. Like it's very interesting, and it's like they're going to court now. We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know.
Keaton, the doctor.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a doctor. The kid from We Are the Millers is really good in it.
He's a eyebrows. Salesman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eyebrows. He's a salesman for Purdue Pharma. The bad guy from Your Honor, the kid who gets hit on the motorcycle.
His dad?
Yeah.
The gangster?
The gangster. Yeah. He is the CEO of Purdue Pharma.
Is Chet in it?
Chet Hanks?
Chet Hanks is not in it.
Not yet.
Rosario Dawson is like a DEA agent in it.
She's awesome.
She's very good.
The bad guy from Green Lantern.
Yeah, Peter Sarsgaard.
He's in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He crushes.
I think Chet is in it, just not to the last episode.
You might be right.
That makes sense.
I mean, he could have played an addict so well.
I know. I feel like, and there's his mining
the
town.
The bad guy from Green Lantern was an incredible way to reference it.
Yeah.
Zeno.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
About it earlier today, and that's what I believe.
And that is electric in that movie when, like, his head is, like, this big, and he's like, I need power.
Yeah, no, he crushes, too. It's a really good movie.
I tried to watch all of Red Notice. I don't know if it's in the folder, but it just, I don't know.
I did put it
correct.
There.
Yeah, it just wasn't that good. Like, the story just stinks, and they set all these things up for like a couple cool like big set pieces because they spent a shitload of money on it, but they show them in the trailer pretty much, and I'm really just not a huge Ryan Reynolds guy.
Really?
Like I mean he's fine. I'll watch stuff that he's in, but
I like Ryan Reynolds.
He plays like the same wisecracking, you know what I mean, like his jokes
character.
And shit like that, like that's just kind of run stale with me. I think
I saw a lot of people say that if Vin Diesel was The Rock, the movie would have been
I saw that too.
That no
the
I
Rock
mean,
really has hasn't done anything that could in quite some time. Yeah,
Black Adam, he's been putting all his effort.
What's Vin done? Fast 9.
No one said what you just said.
Outside of
solid.
Nobody said
F?
That.
Play the what's hits, he done? Dude. Doesn't matter. Fast 9.
Outside of
movie.
Fast 9, what's he done? Fucking, I don't know you, but it feels like I do. Working on his music career, dude.
Wait till
new banger's
out
coming out.
Banger,
yeah.
Dude, he's a new fucking Avicii.
True. He works with Kygo.
Just do Fast 10, bro. Just make it right.
He'll be back. He'll
yeah,
be
no,
back.
He's gonna.
I almost hope he doesn't at this point.
Same. And they cast like Batista.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
No, Batista.
Batista knows, dude.
Yeah, yeah, he's
crossing
not,
the ooses.
Roman would. Roman
was
would
the Rock good?
Dude, I liked John Cena in it. Just fucking bring him back.
The Rock's.
He's
the Rock's say. Good. He's kind of the same thing. He plays the same fucking character. Like, you know, Daddy's got to go to work. Like doing shit like that. And like in
did
one
they,
of these,
did they make jokes about how big and strong he is?
There were a few jokes about how big and strong he
Ryan
is from Ryan Reynolds, who are very wisecracking.
Jesus, you're huge.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, so it was like a rundown.
Rundown's awesome.
Rundown
I got nothing on Rundown.
You can tell, though. It just, like, I don't know. It feels like...
How many times did, like, a big villain come out and Ryan Reynolds go, hey, that's your guy, and then, like, The Rock goes and fights him?
Surprisingly, that only happened, like, 6 or 7 times.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many times did Gal eye up Ryan Reynolds and then eye up The Rock?
There is, like, a good fight scene. She's, like, the... I mean, it's not really a spoiler because they establish it in the first like 5 minutes, but like she's like the bad guy.
Jesus!
Like, not really bad guy.
Femme Fatale.
What was that about?
It's in the preview. It's in the preview.
Yeah, exactly. They're like competing.
They're trying to get
thieves.
Her.
And, I didn't know.
Yeah, and The Rock's, an FBI agent. Spoiler alert. You know, it's crazy.
I saw that in the trailer.
Absolutely no idea what this movie was about.
Yeah.
No clue.
Listen, it's a tale as old as time, okay? Gal's an art thief. Ryan's an art thief. Rock gets Res Ryan, basically.
Yeah,
I
and
think,
he gets red notice, and Rex he needs Ryan. To clear his
to
name.
Help catch Gal. All right,
that sounds like just
and they're
every
looking for the they're looking for Cleopatra's third golden egg.
Oh. That's sick.
And they believe the Third Reich may have hidden it.
Whoa.
Yes, yes.
So there's a lot of different stories.
Now like we're fucking
done. Yeah. I mean, you know. Dude,
well, you've given up on movies anyway, so.
It's on Netflix, so that, you know, it's easy to watch. But
new James Bond.
How was it?
Ooh.
Unbelievable, actually.
I might watch that tonight.
It was very good.
I want to watch
that,
too.
It didn't touch Doom, but it was good.
You can buy it for...
There's another new movie coming out.
Bill McCormick. I can buy it for $19.99
on Apple. Oh, what's the Renner movie?
The show?
That's the show.
Mayor of Kingstown?
Yeah, what's that? Mayor of Dogtown.
Yeah,
there's a
Lord of Dogtown.
No, Mayor. It's King Mayor of Kingstown.
Mayors of Kingstown.
Wasn't there a Kate show Winslet called that already?
I wish.
Mayor of Easttown. Mayor of Easttown.
No, there was another one.
This is Dogs of Kings.
There's a movie
the
coming
Boston
out.
The Boston one
see.
With Kevin. Was it Kevin Bacon?
Oh, City on the Hill.
City on the
Hill. Is there a second season of that?
I think.
Yeah.
That show unfortunately met. I won't even call it untimely. A timely demise.
Yeah.
Wait, really? The one with Kay Bake?
Yeah.
Huh. I thought people liked that.
Did you guys watch The Following? Kevin Bacon?
No, but no. I heard it was electric.
Would you only watch Kevin Bacon TV shows?
Was that the one where he was a serial killer?
Yeah. No, he's chasing a serial killer.
Oh, he was chasing. It was very good. Very good show.
Oh, that's what's coming out.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Richard.
Bill King Richard. Bill and Smith. Then House of Gucci next week.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Ridley Scott.
Bill Smith is on a full court press right now.
He is.
For I've seen him everywhere. An Oscar.
Yeah, he has
with
like
the movie.
Jafar's
he's got the book coming
goatee.
Out at the same time with the Woe Is Me play from the book.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like King Richard will be good, but I don't know.
Is that the one where he's Venus Serena's dad?
Yes.
John
Bernthal is
for
also
some reason,
that.
I'm not excited to see that.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why not?
Seemed like he was in his Dr. Bennett Amalu role.
I thought he looked very good in the trailer, actually.
So did I.
As long as they had, and I don't know if we can confirm this or not, as long as Serena and Venus were there, I'm like, yeah, that's what this was.
I
this
think so. Exactly yeah, there was a story, a propaganda piece putting out about that. I can't remember which one it was. I believe Serena was worked up on set because Will actually portrayed the character so well.
Whoa, is that real?
This is a big Oscar campaign movie for Will Smith. So.
I mean, Will deserves it, man. He's been put through the fucking ringer on his own accord for whatever reason. Yeah. He continues to bury himself.
But, yeah, like I said, I buried the hatchet with him a while ago. I hope he finally gets it now. I mean, I hope he gets his Oscar.
Sex with another man, that's your business. You know, you don't got to tell everybody.
He right. didn't win an Oscar for Legend of Bagger Vance?
Surprisingly, no.
Actually, he should have.
Yeah, I know.
Are you shitting me?
It's funny you mention that because they're actually calling that Oscars into contention. They're like, hey,
okay.
Will Smith was fucking Bagger Vance.
That makes more
why
sense.
Didn't he win?
I thought he won one for Aladdin, too.
Mm. He should have, but he didn't.
For makeup or something?
Well,
I don't know if
he wasn't applying the makeup himself.
I thought he did.
No, he didn't.
I thought he did the whole
thing. Let's get into the fucking fight, huh?
Today's show is presented by Arby's.
Love you, Arby's.
If you missed it last week, the latest and greatest addition to the Arby's menu is the Arby's boneless wings.
What?
These boneless wings are amazing. We've maybe had too many.
Yeah, they dropped off quite a bit.
Yeah. But you have to try them if you haven't yet somehow. We are talking about 6 pieces of all white meat, chicken, and crispy seasoned breading tossed in either classic buffalo or hot honey sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Served with their new crinkle cut fries.
Why?
This might be even better than their curly fries. Although we can't speak for the vodka flavors.
No, don't know yet.
All of that is just $5. $5. Get out and try yours today.
All right, Red Notice Holy was the first shit. Thing in the pod.
Okay.
Perfect.
Wow.
This
serendipitous.
Is I'm already calling this into question.
What, Mitt's fridge?
Yeah,
let's get right into it. Mitt, this is your fridge. Pull it up.
Rate that fridge! Rate that fridge! Rate that fridge!
Rate that fridge!
This is horseshit.
Yeah, this actually, is my fridge.
Keep it up. Keep it up for longer on that.
Right. Yeah, pull it up on the other
the
one.
First
too,
time man. I opened Mitt's fridge, I just want to say there were at least 80 more
Mitt,
empty beer cans.
What happened to the fucking 16 socks on the ground by the fridge?
Yeah.
Whoa, you guys claiming he's staging?
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of a stage.
This is North Korea fridge.
No, this
whoa,
is.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
no, also. I didn't clean that day, and yeah, this is my fridge.
Yeah, we know you didn't clean that.
This is my fridge.
Beat off into 15 socks that were still stuck to the floor.
Let's see. He's got, you know, fucking
I don't live like
30 Gatorades in the bottom shelf.
This is Powerades as well?
Barks Root Beer. Two of them.
I'm a Powerade guy. I'm going to be 100% honest. Half of this shit is not mine. But I'm a Powerade guy.
So good.
You got some Gabagool right there.
What is the? What is that 7-Up?
Oh, that's
not. Yeah, I don't like 7-Up. Really I don't. Refreshing. That's not mine.
Diet 7-Up.
What the fuck is this? So good,
that's half the shit's not fucking mine.
Yes, we heard you.
Yeah.
like
baby carrots, pickles, are those yours?
No, those are
what's
not
yours,
mine.
What about
dude?
The Chobani on the top right?
What's Chobani?
It's the yogurt, you doofus.
Nope.
Chobani.
So nothing
so
in
none
this.
None of this shit's yours.
You ever have a pickle?
I know what's his.
The fucking seven root up. Beer is mine. Most of the shit on
my
the side
root beer
is mine.
Cold balls, cup, dude, get off my fucking back.
The six mismatch IPAs in the bottom drawer.
Yeah. They're not mismatched. They just look like that because they're fucking IPAs. That's two just different kinds. It's
variety
mismatch. Mitt did try and order a 4-ounce beer the other night.
Was not a 4-ounce, was a 6-ounce, and I asked for the big one, but they said no because it's such a high APV because I'm cool that I could only get the small one.
Hey, can I get your lightest beer with the highest IPV?
Yeah,
APV?
Can I have
can I get
just
a
4-ounce fucking IPA?
I mean, I respect it. What are you going to do? Not a bad fridge
not
overall,
bad,
but
yeah.
From what it sounds like, none of it's yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Props for the Frank's Red Hot and the Cholula as well.
Yeah, the Frank's is mine.
Chobani,
that is a nice
too.
Touch. Yeah.
Yeah, the Chobani is fucking top shelf, man.
You guys ever heard of the Chobani Challenge?
What are you doing, Bill?
Mitt, you know what drawers
whoa, whoa,
and fridges
whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry, Bill. I don't mean to cut you off here. Hold that thought. What is that on the bottom left-hand side of the door, please? Can you zoom in on it?
Oh, Jesus. The bottom
Zito, zoom in, please.
Oh
my God.
Red gold, baby.
That's red gold ketchup.
Fuck yeah, it's red gold, baby.
You cheap son of a bitch.
God. What, dude? Heinz fucking sucks.
Whoa!
You guys are just going to take that?
You have no
what's
idea
up,
what
Nick?
You've done, my
what's
friend.
Up, no, I've said it before.
You
I'll
guys
say
are
it
just
again.
Gonna take that.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Heinz stinks. I would much rather have red's gold. Oh, wow.
You guys are just going to let this
kids moral.
Yeah, dude, I mean, it stinks. What? Oh, you pitch.
Rudolph
oh,
him.
Oh, you pitch. Yeah,
dude. Rudolph him.
Put this through your fucking skull.
Oh, shit.
You piece of shit.
That's what the country was built on, okay?
Oh, what the fuck is red's gold?
It's, first off.
It's red gold.
It's red gold. He just is a buffoon.
Yes.
Whoa. Which helps the case for us. I don't know. He's going to make his own case for himself, and it's going to make the case for us. So I don't have to do anything.
It's red shit, dude. Stinks.
Okay, right, man,
you
make
got
your
a freezer?
Case.
Yeah, you got a freezer pick?
No, I didn't take a freezer pick. I got, like, chicken wings and
now
shit
we know where the socks are.
All right, Mitt. Thanks for taking a picture of your fridge.
Thanks, Mitt.
Thanks.
That's why, Mitt.
Love you, Mitt.
Yeah, I mean, this is not breaking news. Everyone knows that Chuck E. Cheese's full name is Charles Entertainment.
Let's keep going.
Cheese, but according to his official backstory, he's an orphan. Aww. He never had his own birthday, so instead he fills the void by hosting birthday parties for everyone else.
Oh my gosh.
He's a fucking rat!
That's incredibly sad.
It's like a sympathy play. Like, oh, everyone come to Charles's birthday party.
I mean, I love Chuck.
He doesn't have a birthday.
Conceit yourself at home. Come play games at Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E., this is perfect, dude. Chuck E. Cheese. They're just made to make birthday parties. For
you know,
kids.
His close
nice
friends
job.
Actually call him Ent.
Yes.
Really?
They go by the middle name.
Yep.
Ent Cheese.
Ent.
Nick, do they not give you this motivation for your character whenever you're putting on the mask?
No, but you know what? I feel like I did play the role in this fashion. I was,
worked.
I wasn't the most,
rat.
Yeah, I wasn't the most energetic, enthusiastic Chucky
sad,
they've
dude.
Ever seen. So
this is sad.
Oh, did you ever do the Succession first episode puke through the thing?
No, I honestly, I only got in that suit one time. but I could see how that could happen. It smells terrible.
Oh, I can imagine. First episode. Some fat clown sweating in that most of the day.
Don't forget, you're a fucking orphan, okay? When you put on the hat, you're an orphan. I assume that's what they say.
Dude, Chuck E. Cheese is electric. I need to get back to a Chuck E. Cheese.
Nah, dude. Go to a Dave. We got to go to Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, admit, we all know we have D&B's Day planned.
Yeah, we got a standing date on the
calendar. I don't know if it's in the folder. Have you seen the commercial for what's going on at Applebee's?
Yeah. No, what's going on?
What's going on at Applebee's?
They have flaming hot Cheeto boneless wings.
I've never been more excited to go to an Applebee's in my fucking life.
Stab myself in the stomach with a flaming hot Cheeto, I would.
I was going to say, you might as well just like put a Bunsen burner up to my butthole and just fry it for
fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the purple Dorito one that was poking around.
Yeah, but it's like 10 times better than I can wash it fucking down with the Terramana.
I think he's thinking of the sweet chili.
Oh,
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, Applebee's is Terramana tequila.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Terramana tequila margarita.
Monterigas.
Oh, dude, I might go to Applebee's tonight.
Monterigas.
Bees is hotter than ever. You're going to see Bill walking out of there with a garbage bag full of those wings tonight.
Yeah.
Got to load up the freezer.
Go ahead, man. Okay, now I actually have to say, and this is insanely incriminating. When I worked at Applebee's, I would get the bartender to, whenever they sent back drinks that they would fuck up, and they sent back a lot of margaritas because it was before the Terramana, it was when the margaritas stunk. Mm-hmm. I would just have them put them in a to-go cup for me, and then I would drink them as I was busting tables and shit.
That's awesome. How old are you at this time?
I was 13. 21.
Yeah.
As incriminating as that is, you've already told us this before.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I thought you were going to add a new element to it.
Yeah, but you're a fucking street rat.
Broke like drank five lines.
You fit in just okay at Chuck E. Cheese, Mitt. You fucking rat.
Did somebody spit in this? Because I'll drink it.
Okay, good.
I only like drinks that are disgusting enough.
Next.
Still boozing it.
Oh, yeah. All-time classic. Yeah. Anytime you can get the Photoshop of Bill on Butterbean. I mean, because I'm honestly not so sure that this isn't Bill from 6 months ago.
Bill, when did you win the world championship, yeah. Bill?
You know that?
Congrats,
dude. Holy shit.
That's beautiful. I need to set an alarm just to bring this back like every 4 months.
It's perfect. It's
I was supposed to get like a good job. I was supposed to get a 6x5 flag made of this, and we just never did.
I'm with Ty. I almost.
And that's,
are we sure this isn't Bill?
Bill went to Malaysia 6 months ago and boxed in a world championship bout.
Good
fucking
fight.
Fucking knocked
Bill.
Out Pacquiao. The weight difference was obviously a little, you know, it was weird to catch weight.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
It was a super fight.
Yeah.
Bill, put Bill, this on a t-shirt and wear it every single day.
Seriously, dude, you should.
This is the best.
Congrats, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Is this what you send to people after you fucking zing them on Twitter? You just drop one of these
you
in
should.
The end?
I need to make like an entire like Tinder profile for this character.
Jesus,
this
dude.
Awesome.
Well, that's you, dude.
Yeah, what do you mean, this character?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Next. This is a classic, though. This is an absolute classic.
I mean, the torso's just...
Butterbean doesn't get enough respect.
He doesn't. Fucking knocking out Knoxville in that, that store.
Clothing store.
Knoxville asking if Butterbean's
okay.
Butterbean
okay?
That's a fucking face off a
that
jewelry counter.
Mel Gibson claimed over the weekend that he will be directing the fifth, and I assume final, installment of the Lethal Weapon franchise. Let's go. Lethal Weapons. Lethal Weapons, the shit.
Did you watch the show?
Nah, because fucking Mel Gibson and Danny Glover are in it.
It is pretty good.
Get out of town.
Who's it, Damon Wayans and that other slapdick?
The other guy's very good, and then he did something and got thrown off the show. So it was, what's his name? Stifler took over in the third
season. Sean William Scott.
He's back.
What was the name of this show?
What is this show? I would
watch Weapon. It was like a reboot of the...
It was
really
awesome.
Yeah.
What was it on?
It was good. It's on Netflix now. It was on Fox.
With Marlon Wayans and Sean William Scott?
Not Marlon Wayans. I think the coach. Coach from New Girl.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I was going to say.
If Marlon Wayans was in it, though.
The other guy before Sean William Scott was very good, too.
Who was it?
Mustache, long hair, comb over. Looks real country.
Butterbean.
Should have been.
We miss you, mustache, comb over, country looking guy.
Look that up, dude.
Mustache. I believe he was also Australian.
Look that
Russell Crowe?
It should have been.
What do you want me to look up?
Lethal Weapon cast.
He was also Australian, like Mel. That's very serendipitous.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
You know, Tony, why don't you just save it next? Oh, yeah. Brendan Fraser fought back tears after learning that everyone online is rooting for him to succeed. Everyone but Tony.
Yeah. No.
That's kind of what
I thought. We watched the video.
We did. We made Tony watch the video and shamed him.
What are you talking about?
Is this one of those FODs where we just recycle old stuff and just say, oh, we already talked about this?
We talked about this?
Play the hits.
Yeah, remember?
No.
Yeah. Tony made this FOD.
Whoa.
It's throwing Tony.
You wanted to talk about Brendan some more.
Listen, if it's sent into the FOD chat, I put it in the folder. This was in the FOD chat.
Well, now, we love Brendan Fraser.
We love Brendan, and we're
hold on.
Stay in you, King.
That's right.
So before we move in, Tony's before we move on, who sent it into the FOD chat?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
He just said we needed to remind
Zito
people.
And Zito hearted it.
Yeah, because we love.
Yes, we love Brendan.
We stand our
king,
Brendan.
You're the only one who thinks he's a fat clown now.
Yeah.
Asshole.
I will always
he is
it.
A fat clown.
Oh, come on! Fuck you, Tony!
I just don't understand how you make all that money and you let yourself go like that.
Boo!
What?
Oh, fuck
that's
you.
Exactly what you do.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
When you make all that money, you let yourself go.
Yeah, you disappear, though, okay? You don't try to still do your fucking job.
Tell that to life. Matthew Perry, asshole.
Tell it to Carson Daly.
Yeah, Tony showed me some damning pictures of Carson Daly hosting The Voice the other night. Yeah,
he has let himself.
They might have just got him at a bad angle, but ooh, boy,
if they did, it was a bad angle.
He's developing a gobbler.
What?
Yeah, he needs to be careful.
Huge.
He's a turkey. You're saying
he's not there yet, but
on his way.
He's on his way.
What's a baby turkey called?
That's a good question.
Cornish hen?
No, it's something. Hold on.
What?
Could be.
It's called a Johnny or something like that.
I know. That's what.
You never had a Cornish hen?
Never had a Johnny.
I've never heard of a Cornish hen.
Never
had a Johnny.
It's like a human name.
A Johnny?
Baby turkey.
The fuck's that?
What's it called, Tony?
What's that Lethal Weapon?
It's called a pulp.
It's called a pulp.
Oh no! I was confusing. I was confusing Tom. Tom the turkey.
I like some pulp.
The turkey Tom from Jimmy John's? That's what you're confusing it with?
Tom and turkey. Time to put Tom in the oven.
Tommy in the oven, sure.
Tom the
what
turkey, right?
What is the name of a baby turkey?
Pult.
A pult?
P-O-U-L-T.
Oh, poultry.
Go poach.
Go poach.
Is that what poultry came from?
Yeah, I assume so.
No.
You know what, Tony? Stop saying Brendan Fraser's a fat slob, okay?
Please.
Can we at least hammer that out?
Sure.
Okay, next.
Deal.
You know, it's funny because we were all just talking about how we spend one third of our lives in bed.
We were talking about that.
So we were saying, like, hey, listen, the importance of pure organic cotton sheets from Bowling Branch would make a truly special gift for one of our loved ones this holiday.
I love them.
They make the highest quality sheets by doing things the right way, not the easy way.
Hell yeah.
The gift everyone wants is a better night's sleep. Very, very true. Yeah, and Boll & Branch never disappoints with the highest quality sheets, blankets,
what?
Pillows,
what?
And throws.
What?
Plus, their holiday packaging makes your gift look good and feel special.
Well,
if you don't
special.
Know how to wrap presents and are a clown, maybe consider this. Mitt, I assume you stink at wrapping presents.
These sheets change your life. I genuinely love them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Genuinely.
The signature hem sheets are their all-time bestsellers.
Yeah.
They're beloved for so many reasons, like how they get softer with every single watch.
Ooh, soft,
which,
soft.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, but somehow it actually happens.
That's where my sheets usually start to stink, but not with these.
Not with these Boll & Branch sheets. Mm-hmm. They have a buttery, soft, lightweight, and they're made with 100% organic cotton weave that feels incredible in all seasons. Yeah, comes in a wide range of colors and all sizes, from a twin,
up to a California King. Ooh. And the best part, it's completely toxin-free and fair trade certified.
Love it.
So treat yourself and your loved ones to the new standard in bedding from Bowl & Branch. Their gifts come wrapped and ready in their special holiday packaging. And if you order by December 19th, you're going to get guaranteed delivery by Christmas.
What?
Santa's going to be bringing new sheets. What? Get 20% off your order from November 12th to November 17th with promo code THEPOD at bowlandbranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and B-R-A-N-C-H.com. Promo code THEPOD. See site for details. Exclusions may apply. Jesus freaking Christ.
But he is.
Oh, I feel like...
Hide your boner, Bill.
Yeah. Hello, Master Chief. Halo, the series streaming 2022 exclusively on Tony Diggs' favorite network, Paramount Plus.
It is. Good network.
I will say I'm going to get Paramount Plus just to watch this fucking series. I am pumped.
Are you, like, were people ever really into the Halo, like...
The game was awesome.
Halo game was, 3. But like the story.
No.
Cortana, like, are you serious? Yes.
Well, I thought it was.
You played Halo like not online?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what? Dude. Yeah.
On Legendary, bitch.
Bitch, I beat every campaign that I fucking play.
I did think it was kind of
fucking the Halo campaign's not one to, like, it's renowned as like one of the best things.
Great, one of the greatest of all time.
Listen,
I want to set you up to not get demolished by everyone on Twitter.
Sorry,
the campaign finale was one of the greatest things.
You don't know anything about double needlers on Beaver Creek, bitch.
Welcome to the jungle.
Snipe.
Bitch.
I did think it was weird, though, when I saw that they cast Jason Biggs as Master Chief.
What? Why?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Well, I was like, I don't know, dude. Jim Levinson from American Pie. Yeah, why is he playing Master Chief? I figured we'd get, you know, like,
did you see who,
Josh Duhamel or something.
That would have been cool. Did you see who Cortana was?
No, who is it?
Rachel Starr.
Really?
Yeah.
With two R's?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm familiar with her work.
Phenomenal actress.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's an actress who has withstood the tale of time.
That's right.
Test of time.
Who is the Master Sergeant above?
It's a tale as old as time.
Master Chief.
What? Don Rickles, I think.
Donnie Rick?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Don Rickles passed away.
What are we talking about here, Halo?
Yeah, who's the Master Sergeant?
Like, in the series?
They had Susan Boyle recreate for the series.
For the series,
that shit was iconic, though.
It's pretty good, actually, I think. I've heard people like her rendition more.
I think right, you guys aren't right.
Are you got the cast over there?
Yeah, Pablo Schreiber is Master Chief.
Even better.
Pablo. I thought it was Jason Biggs.
What the fuck?
Pablo.
Who had a mustache in Lethal Weapon?
Pablo Schreiber is always like the number two in everything, right?
Pablo Schreiber is the man, fucking Nicky Sabatka.
It's his time to shine.
What did I love him
Christopher
in?
Christopher Moltisanti is Master Chief.
What was that? It was like a comedy army show, I think.
MASH?
My Name is Earl?
I don't think that was it.
Dude, my name is Earl.
Karma, dude.
Awesome. Yeah.
Fucking
fuck.
Awesome.
Yellow legal pad.
Who else is in there, Tony? Don't give us the fucking
beef. Well, I was going after Schreiber,
Pablo Schreiber, you're thinking of fucking Den of Thieves, Tony. It's probably like your favorite movie.
I love Den of
Thieves. Jen Taylor is Cortana.
Ooh.
And I don't know the rest of the other.
Do you hate Lethal Weapon or something?
Who cares?
I tell you what, I must have got. I could have sworn I saw fucking Jason Biggs. And,
I know.
Where's Rachel Starr?
You know, I think she starred in a different Halo. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll maybe check this out. We'll see.
I'm definitely gonna watch this,
or I'll just have Bill tell me how it is.
Whoa.
Hey, come on now, this is the Neck Pro 2 cervical traction device, 2.4 pounds. I don't know what this is. This guy is about to rip his head off because he is.
Is Zito out there? Can we at least have him come in to explain why he said this?
Scroll over to the description.
Gives quick release
on.
Mitt Yelfer's the
halter for added safety.
Great for relieving pinched nerves.
Cervical.
Radioculopathy. I'm going to need a definition.
Oh, cervical. No. I already see. It says country of origin. It says China. This is for fucking. This is a trap. This is bullshit.
What is wrong with this kid, dude?
I'm 75% sure there's something called like the cervix in your neck as well.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay.
But what I mean, this guy, if your neck hurts, I don't think fucking putting a little fulcrum on the door frame and putting all the weight of your head on it is the best idea. Get rid of a pinched nerve.
Looks comfortable.
Yeah, this guy looks like he's in great shape.
Go to the doctor.
Is he still,
is he still here?
Why are you knocking my neck thing?
Did you buy this seat?
Yeah, I use it every night.
Does it
help? What the fuck does this do?
I didn't send it in to be in the folder. I sent it to you guys to use it.
For what?
Correct your neck guy.
We have necks. We're good.
No, it's just a crack it.
See, do you just put this and you use this to try to obtain a neck?
What do you mean? I got a neck.
What's that?
That's what I said.
You said, we have.
Why would you interpret it that way?
Scumbag. I always thought I could be a good bodyguard because I can't get choked out because I have lesser of a neck than most
people. He is tough to choke out. Yeah. I've tried several times.
I do the turtle. I tuck my neck, and no one could get me. So I think I'd be a really good MMA fighter, but this thing has been a lifesaver. I've been having really bad back pains and neck pains, and this thing has fucking
you
been a lifesaver.
Use this?
Yeah, I just hang out.
Is your ass on the floor? Or
I put a little mini chair, and I pull it out. And then the
mini chair?
Zito. Make sure you have a spotter.
You mean a stool?
No, whenever my nephew comes visit, he uses it as a like to wash his hands.
Hey, is it like if we were to scroll down on Amazon, it says customers also bought like a 24-gallon jug of Jergens as well?
Wait, what do you mean?
Is there also a photo of this guy putting his nuts in this thing?
This thing holds his massive hog.
Is this an erotic asphyxiation device?
It is not, but it is a good little thing to when you're on Twitter and just searching the internet, you just hang out on your door.
Do you ever feel
like you're a jacket?
Do you ever feel like with the pressure, it's just like going to shoot up and rip your ears off?
Stop using belts around your neck to jerk off and get the Neck Pro 2 cervical traction device.
Can you go over his house tonight and use this, please?
Oh, yeah. I want to hang out with a coat on his door.
It sells with. Fucking broken neck lady. Yeah,
neck brace sold separately.
Yeah, that's the one you should have got.
Tech love.
Where you don't have to strangle yourself on the door.
Do you just sit there like, the entire time we're doing it? Or?
I don't know, man. I've been having, like, look at this now. Look at this movement I have now.
Zeke, this looks like something out of Saw.
Oh, then I'm fucking one step ahead of Jigsaw.
If you actually search this on Amazon, the second listing has a much better photo than this one.
Okay. What do you mean?
Let's see the second listing. Can,
okay.
Actually,
don't fucking talk about it. Be about it, dude.
You text it?
Bill.
I mean.
Guys, give him a break. He's got a fucking huge title fight
Google
coming up.
All
right. Yeah, you're right.
Let's just cut him some slack here.
Z, did you know that Bill fights in Malaysia on the weekends?
Jesus.
Yeah, he does.
This guy's an asshole, dude.
Oh, there is. You do need a little chair. You do need a little chair.
Yeah, look how happy he looks, though.
This guy's Hold on, what was he bought with?
Oh, I have all the way around with. On this thing. This guy's an absolute legend.
You know, I could see the advantage if you just had a massive noggin and were tired of holding it up all
day. True.
Oh, fucking big head.
Yeah, he'd be a guy. Look at my head. I could see
Neil deGrasse Tyson using one. He's got a dome.
I might have to buy this one after.
That thing's nice.
That's a neck pillow for an airport.
No, it's a fucking cooler. It cools it down with the water.
If you put that thing on, it'd come up over your nose.
Maybe over my fucking eyeballs. Maybe over my new pillow when I sleep.
If you've been looking to level up your financial portfolio, it's always good to diversify.
Oh, I've heard that.
Why not think about cryptocurrency?
Yes.
Backed by the world's leading investors, Coinbase keeps your portfolio safe and secure while adding crypto into your mix.
Need it.
Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everybody.
Yes.
Everybody?
Everybody. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin.
Wait, wow. Whoa.
I'm going to say it again because I don't believe it, even though I'm reading it. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin.
Gimme.
When you sign up today at coinbase.com/thepod. That's coinbase.com/thepod for $10 in free Bitcoin. Sign up today. This offer ain't lasting forever.
Oh, yeah, this was wild. An all-brass cover band invited a guy on stage, and the singer pissed on his face big time. And then the band was like, we are so fucking sorry. We don't know what happened. That's not what we're about. And
Thanks for bringing it last night.
Yeah.
Do we know if the guy on stage asked for this?
Yeah. He was all about it.
Yeah. Is there a video?
There were no surprises involved with what this man was getting himself into.
This screenshot does not do it justice.
You have to watch the video. It is fucking really.
Oh, yeah.
She had to go. She'd been holding that for a while.
Are we like allowed to?
I guess she was on one of the shows, not American Idol, but the other one.
Wipeout?
The Voice.
Yeah, she was on The Voice.
She was really? On Wipeouts.
Yes.
What?
I would have spun my chair around for this.
Yeah.
Did she pull this out when she was up there?
I just love the sign off. Thanks for bringing it last night.
Fucking Blake. You can be on my team.
Yeah, did someone go in Blake's ear like, oh my God, she's pissing on the stage right now? Hit the button.
Swing around.
Whose team was she on The Voice?
Oh, I can't remember. I watched the video.
It was like
morning.
A hose on the jet setting.
It was. Dude.
Jesus.
It was.
Oh, this video is blurred out.
Well, yeah, they probably censored it now. Yeah.
If you go to the Twitter at there on the photo, I think it's still up.
Yeah, there's a nice picture of the guy that got pissed on with like a beer can on his head too.
Well, and they said the worst part was she just gnawing on asparagus before the show. Yeah, and drinking a bunch of Coke, so the guy still actually reeks like piss. They can't get it off him.
God damn, tomato juice, pal.
Yeah,
take a bath in tomato juice.
That's right.
Yeah, all brass cover band.
And the band's just the guy, Jesus Christ.
The guy like literally turned the camera on it.
The trumpet player just keeps covering.
She was probably
all the way back.
Tired of playing Mighty Mighty Boston's. The impression that I get every single night.
Boop, boop.
Jesus Christ!
Oh yeah, Dix.
Live action here.
Jesus.
As you can see.
How much piss, like on a bottle scale?
Oh, it was probably...
One to two bottles.
Two quarts.
No, more than that.
And that's a guy that's seen some shit.
Two and a half gallons.
To get him to react like that, you know it's a lot of piss.
Two and a half gallons.
Dude, the guy...
Is it worse than glass ass?
Excuse me. What?
Is it more disgusting than glass ass? You heard the question.
I don't think we know what glass ass is.
No, Connor's talked about this before. Yeah,
I sent it to you, Connor.
You guys have seen the Pain Olympics.
Go ahead, take a look at it.
It's like the guy who sits on like glass bowls and crushes them, right?
Yeah, I know. He sits on a glass jar and it breaks in his butt.
Yeah.
Never actually watched.
I never saw that. Is that similar to...
It's crazy.
Cake butts?
What's cake butts?
Cake farts. Sorry, that's cake farts.
What's cake farts?
Cake farts is a classic.
Holy shit. This is hilarious.
I'm about to throw.
Who knows this guy? Who?
Wait till he does the.
No way.
He does the Triple H with her piss.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the Twitter in question, Mitt, if you want to cut to that. If anyone wants to watch the video, because there's no way that
how
can
is
run
this
that.
Guy?
Bill, you're a sick fuck.
Yeah,
dude.
No, yeah, don't, no, I don't want to
show this, Bill. We've already seen
bro,
it.
Bro, that was not me. Seriously, I'm fighting.
Bill, this isn't fucking 4chan, all right? No, Keep your weird sub-communities out of here.
If anyone here wants to see the video to get context...
Three times in my mouth right now.
Congratulations,
this is
Mitt,
disgusting. Can we please click next?
Come on,
this dude's getting pissed off.
How is this trumpet player?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy when you're playing fucking...
Can we hold Mitt down?
Hey, I'm betting nothing but the landing on
our hands. Not like you. I don't...
I think I have myself a beer.
I don't fantasize you're getting pissed on, but I understand.
Real big fish.
That was nuts.
Yeah, next.
Do you think this like got a big pop?
Oh yeah.
The crowd was roaring.
People went nuts.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
This sucks.
All
right. Oh yeah, the Love Cloud Vegas charters jets to nowhere for horny Mile High clubbers. So guys like this fat schlub back here can get sucked off. You know
what are you talking about? That's the pilot.
Yeah. Oh, is that the pilot?
That's fucking Tony, the pilot.
Don't need a pilot.
And actually, you can just go on and say, hey, take me back to Indianapolis. Yep. Don't take me to nowhere. It's pretty nice. Yeah.
I don't love the to nowhere. It's like, you go have sex and die.
No, you just get up and fly
around for 15 minutes.
You can wake up in like Alberta. Dude, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then you can just walk back.
Is that what you thought this was?
Wait, so they just go up in a circle and you just fuck and come back down, right?
Yep.
No.
That's actually sweet as hell.
No, they fly you to a remote location in Mexico and you have to walk back to Las Vegas.
All right, good luck. No shoes. Give me your shoes.
That would be sweet, though, if they just did that.
God, can you imagine what this fucking plane smells like? Hot afternoon in Vegas.
It smells like that lady's piss on that guy.
Yeah, you're probably right. Experience.
Tight quarters in these. It's a little Cessna, and their air conditioners do not work great.
No.
I think they said it fits a twin bed.
It's not bad.
When you tried it, it wasn't bad.
Did you see the prices? It was cheap as hell.
It was very, very affordable.
Very affordable.
I think a grand will get you an hour.
Oh, dude, I like
that's not bad.
All right, let us know how it is, Mitt.
Yeah. Nate! Oh, yeah, classic. The corpse. A corpse fell out of a casket in full view of horrified family members who became visibly distraught and hysterical.
I thought this only happened in movies.
Some family is suing a funeral home, yeah. Not good.
Were they, like, carrying it?
This was actually a pretty good skit in I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson.
Really?
Yeah, he has, like, a public access show that's just people falling out of caskets like, rolling down hills and shit like
honestly,
that.
Honestly, there's nothing. I don't know if you guys have. I've been in a few times. A pallbearer. There's nothing more scary than fucking
terrifying.
Dropping the casket.
What? What's that movie? Death at a Funeral? It happens,
yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
With fucking Tim.
They did it in Jackass, too, didn't they?
So
one of them. Can't remember which one, but
and
rolls
they also,
down the hill.
They fucking have like a hearse in like San Francisco and just like going in between cars and intersections and shit. Classic Knoxville.
Man.
This would stink, though.
Scenario, yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Next.
Bad.
T's and P's.
And arguably the most heart-wrenching story of the weekend, a 47-year-old Dutch man was hospitalized with a rotting penis after a cobra bit his dong while he was probably taking a shit.
He is gold member now for the rest of his life.
Where was this?
This poor guy.
I would assume not in the Netherlands.
Yeah, no
not
way.
A lot of cobras in the Netherlands.
No, definitely not.
That would be really fucked up, though, if it was. Could you imagine this man's luck?
Yeah, the odds on that happening.
Zoo escape.
The only cobra in a 200-mile radius, probably.
What do they even do for that? They just give him, like, a weed brownie?
This poor son of a
bitch. Your dick's going to smell like shit in a couple days. Come back in. We'll give you a couple shots then. But yeesh.
You have no hope, pal.
It's black and blue. I mean, what do you want? You want me to do?
Good luck pissing.
Yeah. Goddamn size of a fucking,
rotting. How much?
Were you Adam Sandler's donkey?
Size of a what?
Fucking Fiji bottle, right? You fucking button hooked me. You fucking button hooked me.
I can't imagine, though. Like, I mean, what they cut this guy's penis off with a machete. That's all they could do, I think.
Have you heard Adam Sandler's goat? By any chance? First time I heard that.
That's a fun throwback if you're listening. It's because I assume most of the audience listening probably has not.
First time I heard that, I pissed my pants for like 10 minutes. Dude,
he plays Adam Sandler's goat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He put out a comedy album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Years ago. This was like early 90s, I think. And it's just a skit, and it's a talking goat with a fucking old man.
Yeah. Inside. Old man gets home from work.
Old man,
and, dude, it's
tied
fucking
up all fucking day.
It is a classic.
Comedy.
I highly recommend
Vintage
it.
Sandler.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go.
Next. Good luck to this guy and his routing penis, though.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Hopefully he's got a bottle of Febreze or something. Bryce stinks in his bedroom. Mitt, pull it up on the other fucking one, too, so I don't have to crook my neck reading it. Now sold out. It looks like, Bruce Brown. I know. I'm sorry, Mitt. It looks like Reese's fans were really thankful for the new Reese's pie this year, as it is now sold out. Never fear, you can still find inspiration for completing your own Thanksgiving spread at the link in this tweet. If
we
you
can't
want
get
oh,
this.
It's dead?
What size Reese's do they not fucking have at this point?
It's a good,
it's a good point.
Well said, dude.
There are a lot.
Has anyone had this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
You've
disgusting.
Had the pie?
Yeah.
I've never had
it.
Think
bad? It doesn't look
fuck?
Like it's
this
actually a pie.
Didn't
it looks
we have
like,
huge ones in
yeah,
the office?
Yeah, it looks like that yeah. big cup that they sent into
yeah.
the office.
Yeah, it's just a giant
yeah.
Reese's cup.
Yeah, yeah, we all work through those bad Larrys. Those things are quite formidable.
The big cup isn't bad.
It's a fucking baddest fucking Larry.
What word did you just fucking
use? Fucking bad Bears?
Hold on, how do you spell that?
That's a bad Larry, dude. The peanut butter gets all like wet in there.
I thought it was a great choice.
I
don't appreciate
them.
The slander about it.
No, yeah. The proportions are off. Like, what makes a Reese's cup so great is that it's the perfect amount of chocolate and peanut butter.
I will say, even the big cup.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
A lot of peanut butter.
The heart, it's all kind of off.
Dude, no, you just gotta know what you're buying Reese's, and you know what you're getting when you're fucking buying the big one. They're the same thing as when you buy the Slims, dude. It comes in the fucking, it says it on the package.
Fuck!
Also,
well said,
why are you critiquing fucking crap? Like, that's just me.
I'm just saying, I asked my grandma to stop getting it for me when I
get
was
this kid
up.
Some tissues. Yeah. The Reese's pumpkin, I think, is going to rival the Reese's egg.
Yeah, the Reese's the tree is the best.
The tree
is wait till Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait till Christmas.
I don't know if I've had a
wait till
tree.
Easter.
Fucking tree, dude.
Wait till Christmas.
Just the tree. Advent calendar time, boys.
Oh, baby. Ooh. I can't. Num, wait. Num, num,
I had 85 Reese's pumpkins at Tony's house.
Yeah, those were so good.
I had Reese's pumpkins at my house?
Yeah. You did, yeah. And I cleaned you out.
Son of a bitch.
They were delicious.
You also had the piping hottest fucking Pizza Hut pies I've ever had in my life.
I gave them a 1 year where I will not say a bad word about them.
Delicious.
Rightfully so.
Bill.
Yep.
How hard was it to get your penis into this Reese's pie?
Bill.
And how long was the chocolate layer?
And how long did
tough
you
to penetrate or
how long did you microwave it before you fucking did it?
Bill, be honest. Be honest.
Bill.
Be honest, Bill.
Butter Bill.
I have nothing to say.
It would have been harder if you didn't have
Billy! Butterbill
around his shoulders, but because he just beat the hell out of Manny Pacquiao,
that's right.
It was a little easier.
No,
fighting out of Shelbyville, Indiana, Bailey Butterbill.
Next,
McCulley.
Uh-oh, Dewey, let everybody know, yeah, I fucking piss in water bottles while I'm crushing iron. What of it?
Fucking clanging and banging?
Yeah. Yeah. This guy's got time to do anything other than fucking squeeze his trouser snake into a fucking probably big old Fiji bottle and
yeah,
fill
we're
the whole thing up.
Wide lip bottles,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Gatorade bottles only.
This ain't no Ice Mountain.
It's actually why the Zoa energy is so hard to find. It's actually filtered through his bottle piss.
Jeez.
Is that true?
Yes.
Anybody read this? Like,
says
this
it on the can.
Yeah, he doesn't like
guy.
Going in the bathrooms because they're dirty, so he just
this
pisses
is your fucking
water bottle.
Guy?
Yeah, The Rock fucking deadlifts 8,000 pounds and then says, I got to fucking piss him. Give me your water bottle. And shoves his dog in some guy's water bottle, yeah, fills it up.
And yeah, and he doesn't.
Now drink it.
Yeah. He doesn't just do the tip either. He fucking puts his penis all the way in the bottle.
What a fucking dick.
Fucking stare.
Oh, what? You've never pissed in a water bottle before, dude? You're so high and mighty.
All the time I piss in water bottles, but I'm not fucking stealing some guy's water at
take
the gym.
Your shopping cart back, well, scumbag.
Well, he doesn't.
I did start doing that.
You're not stealing water bottles because you're not fucking jacked, dude. No one respects you enough.
No, well, I respect people.
No, he doesn't do it all the time because typically the only thing he can jam his penis into that fits is a Folgers can.
Sure.
And they don't just have those sitting around everywhere.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
You know, give Dewey a break.
He can only pee into those...
I'll give him
is
a break
bosses?
When he comes home.
Are those bosses?
Yeah, the boss glass water.
That's the only thing. Because
it cools down the piss immediately. And can...
that and the large mouth opening.
Yes, correct.
I figured he just cuts the top off of like a gallon jug.
He might do that. I don't know. I can't substantiate it.
Boss bottles just like...
I thought it was one of those water cooler bottles like
sure.
you see in the office.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
it just takes the top right off there.
Culligan.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's dumps out the entire
Tyler,
thing.
Tyler Mountain Water.
I'm sorry, I got to piss in here.
You guys had Tyler Mountain Water?
I cannot believe you guys genuinely enjoyed this, man.
Shut up.
Hey, man. Shut up, doofus.
Yeah.
How's that? That's how I admit.
It's a perfect time. All right,
you guys fucking, you keep backing
the
Rock.
You know what Rock would say to you, dude? Shut up, bitch.
Mitt responds. All right,
Chris. Go piss in a fucking water bottle, you weirdo. Weird as fuck. You're pissing the water bottle in the gym, dude. Just go to the fucking urinal, you weirdo.
So.
Why is that your guy? Like, you're choosing that guy over
don't
the fucking
don't act like you don't
family?
Piss your bed once a week, dude.
Mitt, this is because he has a traveling gym with him.
I was
going to
say,
Mitt,
he's not, working out
they
at Planet Fitness.
Oh, this, that's
he's
just
got his own gym, so if The Rock wants to fucking whip his Jimmy out and piss, he can't because no one's around.
You
him.
Know what alphas do, Mitt? They assert dominance and they mark their territory with piss.
That's right.
Maybe if you got... Maybe if you didn't get pissed on all the time, you'd understand.
Exactly. I ain't never been pissed on in my fucking life.
I guarantee that was what he did the first day on set at Red Notice. He was fucking working out with Ryan Reynolds and said, "Hey, brother," and pissed in his water and was like, "This is the mana here." You know, just fucking fun games that
Ryan,
he's playing on
it's
set.
It's a pleasure to have you on set with me. I love that we're doing this movie. I'm going to need your water bottle right now.
Right now.
And that's how he starts dominating.
Drink this piss that has mana from the motherland.
And Vin couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
And that's why.
And that's why we're at where we're at.
Yep.
Next.
I heard Vin could handle it, but he pissed in The Rock's bottle.
No.
And then The Rock said, "Roadhouse, you're going to piss in my bottle?"
No.
Yeah.
That's like shooting a squirt gun into the ocean, dude.
MGM is
fucking nuts, too! Now that the world's opening back up, so many new thrills are on the horizon.
What?
And whether you've been in a relationship for years, or you're just getting started, or even excited to get back out there and meet new people, when the moment comes, you want to be ready. Roman ready.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Go to GetRoman.com/thepod now to talk to U.S. licensed health professionals. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all right, the comfort and privacy of your home. Roman ready equals confidence. The confidence that you know you can rise to the occasion in the moment. We're looking at the Summer Love 2020 version. Woo! And Roman wants to make sure you can participate in your way, whether that be as a single person or a couple who would still rather stay in with each other. A U.S. licensed health professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, and discreet if you don't want anybody or anyone else finding out. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/thepod and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and take care of it now. Go to GetRoman.com/thepod today, and if you're prescribed, get 50% off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this summer, and let's all be Roman ready. Hell yeah!
MGM is ramping up speed on its remake of Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal in talks to star and director Doug Liman circling the project. Listen, I love Gyllenhaal. He ain't fucking Dalton.
He ain't Dalton. He ain't a cooler.
Dalton, who could play Dalton?
Well, I mean,
Joe Manganiello.
Six months ago, I thought they were doing fucking Ronda Rousey as the Roadhouse thing, that just dead in the water now. What the hell's going on?
Well, nothing against Ronda, but I would rather have Gyllenhaal.
Why is that, Tony?
Because like he can act.
Whoa.
Have you seen Ronda act, Bill?
She can was good fight? Fighting Mish Rodriguez in fucking Fast 8.
Can Gyllenhaal fight?
She's pretty great in Expendables.
Did you hear her lines?
Yeah, they're pretty good. She was like, "I'm going to beat your ass."
Who's?
She said something like that.
It's awesome. Yeah. Is T-Swift going to play
who's
the,
playing Wade Garrett?
It's my time now.
Giamatti. Has to be.
Thought has it was fucking be. Doug Liman's brother.
Till not the science.
Got him!
What's Liman?
Look at that dark!
What's Liman done?
I believe he directed the original Bourne Identity. Ooh, and maybe the sequel as well.
I actually know who I wouldn't mind seeing.
Supremacy.
He did, what is the fucking one with Tom Cruise with the aliens, Live, Die,
fucking
Repeat,
War of the
and
Worlds?
Then they changed the name of it.
Oh, Day After Tomorrow.
Call Me Crazy.
Oh, 2012.
The Edge of Tomorrow.
There it is.
Tomorrow, yeah.
2012 is the worst tomorrow. Movie of all time.
Excuse whoa, me, what? Cusack, whoa. Dude.
It stinks, dude.
That's 2012.
I'm pumped. What did he say? I said 2012.
Oh. You fucking better be careful talking about Cusack like that.
Good movie.
Yeah.
He will come for you, and he will not miss.
Tell you what, I think Wahlberg could play fucking Dalton.
Wahlberg's too old at this point to play Dalton, unfortunately.
What about like Tom Holland?
Tom Holland. Too short.
Have you ever seen Roadhouse?
Nope.
What about Statham?
Maybe Hardy.
Ooh, give me Statham.
Statham's 80 come years on. Old.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
Handsome Rob.
I think, you know, Jake could be good with the kill him with kindness piece.
What about Tom Hardy?
This guy's never seen
Roadhouse. Is Jake going to be fucking ripping guys' throats out? I don't know if I buy that, and I bought it from fucking Swayze.
Yeah.
Roadhouse.
Who else?
Movie's amazing.
Who else could play him?
Who is going to play the Hasbulla?
Yeah.
Nicolas
Cage.
Nick Cage.
Yeah. Cage.
Now, we're now.
Brendan Fraser.
Fraser, if they want to take it a different direction. Yeah.
Fraser could play that.
What about Hemsworth?
He could play.
The big guy who had the hat on that got crushed by the polar bear.
Yep, that's
right. What about Hemsworth?
Hemsworth would be good.
Bad guy.
Hemsworth would be good.
Tom Cruise.
That'd be a good Dalton.
Tom Cruise.
Hemsworth would be a good Dalton.
Maybe make another Jack Reacher.
Who's going to be the rich man?
Connor, do yourself a favor. I know you don't have an affinity for older films, but Roadhouse is one I think you would fuck
with. What about Dylan O'Brien?
Yeah, what about Dylan O'Brien?
Nah.
What about Conan O'Brien?
By the way,
now we're getting warmer.
I only thought of that, and I watched the first three episodes of Curb.
Okay,
he's in Curb.
What about
Dylan O'Brien?
Yeah,
cousin Greg from Succession.
Curb still
Nicholas
got it.
Braun.
Curb still.
I watched the first episode of Curb. It was very funny.
Curb still has it.
That good?
Yeah. What's Curb?
What year was Roadhouse made?
87.
Yeah,
87. I actually have no idea, and Bruce just agreed with me good for no reason.
No, it's right around there, lady.
Good set of boobs.
Yeah.
Connor, it's...
You have my attention.
1989.
Yeah. Sam Elliott is in it. Sam Elliott's in it.
Yeah.
Fucking Kelly Wade Lynch. Garrett.
That's right.
I do love Swayze, too.
Don't forget about Julie Michaels.
Swayze's the best goddamn cooler I've ever seen.
Is Bombay in it?
No, unfortunately, Emilio Estevez is not in it.
What's the bad guy? Brad Wesley.
Best cooler there is. Saw him take out seven guys.
Bingo.
It was bare
spot
hands.
On.
Terry right. Funk.
Terry Funk. Yeah,
it's
Terry
right
Funk.
Up there with two. Connor,
it's electric.
It is.
So good.
And Swayze does rip a couple guys' throats out.
Well, really, just
what the fuck? Now I can't watch it.
I mean, we'll see.
No, it only rips out one fucking throat.
This is probably going to stink, but, you know. Good for Gyllenhaal. Good for
Tim
Doug Liman.
McGraw.
I'm all in.
Tim McGraw should play fucking Dalton.
He should.
What about fucking Billingsley?
Billingsley.
Party
Billingsley
Taylor's house,
to?
Billingsley.
Yeah, what is
what
he
is
up
Billingsley
to?
Up to?
Garrett Hedlund.
Yep.
I think he's singing songs.
Is he?
Texas forever.
Texas forever.
Fucking country
right.
Strong.
84 switchblade. I love all.
For the state championship.
Yeah, Mike Winchell would be pretty good. Hell Lucas Black. He could play Dalton.
Billingsley.
What about fucking
honestly,
the guy from
fucking
Gotham?
Gosling. Give me Gosling.
No, honestly, though, you're right. Fucking Billingsley should be fucking Dalton.
I like Hemsworth more.
Tony, you see who's in Lethal Weapon?
Go to hell.
What?
Hey, that guy could play Dalton.
He would be a good Dalton.
Sounds like damn near anybody could play Dalton. Next.
I love you, Swayze.
Russia has been just shooting down satellites in a debris-generating event, according to the U.S. Space Command. Bill was saying that space debris the size of an eyelash could take out, like, the entire International Space Station.
I saw the space station. They had
and
to
we
evacuate.
Got fucking hunks of junk the size
lost
of this goddamn
junk.
Desk flying around up there. So what does that mean,
they
Bill?
Were saying that everything is, like, everything up there that's floating around is going 7 times faster than the average, like, speeding bullet. And they had a crack in one of their
I saw gravity.
Observation windows.
Speed of light.
That something the size of an eyelash cracked like a 7 meter or 7 millimeter deep thing in their observation glass windows.
It's a dangerous place.
Yeah.
So what
where are the fucking aliens helping us out then?
Space is not for the faint of heart.
I also never understood why they build these fucking things out of like aluminum in the lightest, shittiest metal possible.
Well, Nick, because it goes to the. The cheapest buyer.
Well said, Tony.
Do you work for NASA?
It goes to the cheapest.
Holy 7,000 moving parts built by the cheapest
Bitters.
Bitters.
I didn't know fucking Billy Bob Thornton from Armageddon was in the goddamn
Is he the
room.
One who says that line?
No, he says like something like, oh, we're fucked.
Something along those lines.
Is this like a Chernobyl for satellites?
So, yeah, status where, like, scariest environment out. Imagine what you could
That's fucking, what's his name?
Like
yeah, no, Owen Wilson, archaeologist. Yeah, Oscar.
That's all you had to say.
They should have Yost play that Dallas guy you guys were just talking about.
You telling me?
Buddy Gary?
Yeah. No. Yo! Remember the time?
Yeah, they should.
The guy who makes American car parts for the American people.
Dan Aykroyd?
Is building these satellites, cutting costs.
Car parts.
I couldn't remember his name in the movie.
Fucking Ray Zelensky, the auto parts king.
Fucking car better
parts.
Not be.
The truth is, I make car parts and sell them because I'm damn good at it. Hold on. He said something like that. I haven't watched Tommy Boy in a while. Hey,
Harry. Yeah, probably can't play this.
No, no way.
Why not? We're not showing the video. Tell him, Rocko.
See?
Yeah, nailed it. Good Tony. Armageddon is electric. It's on Amazon Prime Video. I'll watch it once a month.
I love
it
all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I cry every time, too.
You take care of my daughter.
It's your time to take care of Gracie now.
R.I.P.
I don't love her.
R.I.P. Stamper. Who?
You don't love Liv Taylor?
No,
Tyler?
She bailed. She fucking bailed on 911 Lone Star.
Yep.
Because the screen wasn't fucking big enough for her.
I'd fucking bail on 911 Lone Star, too.
I know that I've got backers in this room. Yeah.
That's fine.
Lone Star is
that
legit.
That show stinks.
No,
you
dude.
Rob stink, dude.
Rob Lowe. Yeah.
Fire Chief Rob Lowe. Ooh, Rob.
That's dude, what that Rob Lowe's doing
is
nowadays.
In the stands fucking wearing his stupid hat, then I don't want to see him.
No, he was actually a firefighter on 9/11.
Oh, is that
Seven
right?
Lives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now he's got cancer because
Jesus
of and now
Christ,
he's in Texas.
Rob.
That's why he moved to Texas, because the climate's a little bit better for his cancer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
big part of it.
Yeah, that's a fucking absurd storyline for one person.
Say when.
Took his son
next.
With
Thank
wow.
You.
This is scary shit, though.
Be careful.
Yeah, yeah,
be careful.
Know, it seems
I
think the like scarier, bad news.
I think the scary part's Russia can just blow satellites out of the fucking sky.
Oh, well, you think we can too, dude?
I don't think we... I haven't
need
heard
to
that we
send
have.
In
Captain Price is Soap McTavish. Yeah, I mean, the
yeah,
reason
we're not
going to
neutralize the
people
Russians.
Would never find out when
yeah.
we do it.
Turn the lights
on,
off.
Yeah.
It says in a good situation, Soap.
I played a lot of Call of Duty this weekend, so it's pretty sweet.
New one, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Oh, yeah. Great game.
Is it World War II?
It is.
I've heard Halo's unreal from Bill.
Really,
Halo,
though.
Pretty good.
Halo, yeah, is there a fucking Soap McTavish in Halo or no?
There is not.
Yeah, so I don't
is
think
this
so.
The last thing?
Oh, yeah, this is a classic
video.
Video. The yeah. juice fucking went in
juice
for a kiss.
Loose.
The juice is loose.
The juice is loose. She did not reciprocate, and hell hath no fury like a scorned juice. So we'll see what
oh,
happens.
So,
that was identified immediately on approach.
What's that?
Jeez.
What do you say?
I said, hell hath no fury like a scorned juice. So
very good running back.
Yeah.
Very good running back.
I'm broke just
a lot
saying.
Of records.
Drove
oh,
a sweet
man.
Ass car. You think he was like feeling himself for a second and then was oh, yeah. suddenly reminded that he was a murderer at the end there?
Whoa.
I hit a point figure.
Jesus
power.
Christ.
Allegedly,
Bruce.
Dude.
You are not going to, you are not helping yourself out replacing Zeke, dude.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That's right.
God.
Comments
That's
like
right.
that. Dude.
Is there anything else in the pod, or are we fucking tapped for the day?
That is the end of the folder.
All Could right. we end on a high note like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's nice to know that the Russians are just taking down satellites, and you know it's going to
oh,
blow up the
bad.
Space station and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you know that's not great. But,
love you, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Brendan. Despite Tony calling you a fat clown and saying you're disgusting to look at, and you need to lose some weight. We do not.
No.
Share that sentiment.
We love you, Brandon.
Love you, Brandon.
I watched that Vito Van on Saturday night. Thank you.
Thanks to everybody for listening. Bill, obviously.
Good luck in your fight. Bill McComish.
Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, good luck this weekend, Bill.
Can we get Butter Bill versus Brendan Fraser in the squared circle?
That'd be awesome. Now we're talking. Next trailer fight. I like that. Put her on the Jake Paul undercard.
A lot of body shots.
You're right. A lot of body shots. If you're just listening to this, you shouldn't be. You should probably be watching it on YouTube as well. I imagine it's pretty hard to follow along when you're just listening. So YouTube.com, what is it, /thepod?
PMI.
PMI.
Yep.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you all for listening. We will see you guys on next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, huh?
Thanksgiving episode.
Thanksgiving episode. Maybe a Maybe a, maybe a Turkey Day Mad Lib. Why is it?
Can we have a potluck?
No, Bill. Fucking,
no, we will not do that.
Come on.
Quit bringing chili in every fucking day,
dude. Stick
your
penis in more of our pies, Bill.
See you next week.
That chili was
See you now.